fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of January, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we had technical difficulties first hour, experiencing a power outage here locally, but we have dealt with it, and we are now live on the air. And so we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prep tip of the day is to take an updated first aid class, wilderness first aid if you can get it, and CPR training, you know, both of which could be a matter of, literally, a matter of life and death and during a crisis. All right, we have patient waiting to greet with my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books. Advanced amateur archaeologist and weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked at mine at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. First thing, how's the sound here? How's my sound coming through?
It's not 100%, but it's pretty close.
Okay. Yeah. I said that because you're kind of you're not 100% either.
Okay.
You know, not like normal.
Well, I'm in my other house, which has power. My engineer says I sound okay, so I guess we'll move forward from there.
Yep.
Well, anyway, Jim, these different matters continue to move forward, and proving the utter insanity that our world has become. I read this morning that Sweden is getting ready to ship weapons to Ukraine. That's not a good thing. We're getting more and more information about the regarding the COVID, on how the utter insanity of the make-believe pandemic. There was no pandemic. They changed the numbers of everybody dying and put those numbers of people dying of normal things like heart attacks and attribute them to COVID. And of course, this happened all over the United States, didn't it, sir?
well, over the whole world. And you have people that are breaking rank now and finally coming out, people that were in the position to call the shots and make that happen are now coming out and saying, yeah, that, you know, and of course, you've mentioned this before, that the insurance actuaries really tell a story, because all of a sudden you have all these COVID deaths and nobody's dying of anything else. So what are the chances of that? So, yeah, it was, you know, and plus there, it's still being used in some places as a mechanism for control. But I think one of the things that hurried up its demise was the transportation industry, where they have big lobbies and they pushed very hard on Congress to get rid of this so they could get back to some kind of normalcy. But again, as you've pointed out, now you have the pilots and captains of ships that can pass out at any moment. You know.
Well, for those who don't know, we can't assume the listeners know what you and I know. In October, the Federal Aviation Administration changed the protocols for who could and who could not fly commercial aircraft when it comes to EKGs. Best I can tell, Jim, about 20% of the men and women flying these aluminum tubes with 300 people behind them, about 20% in September could no longer pass the physical, could no longer pilot a plane. But since they changed the EKG protocols, they now can fly an aircraft full of people. I find that very scary. How about you, sir?
Oh, yeah, that's insane. It's, and, you know, you don't know where, you know, what other staff on the plane, you know, that would be capable of flying an airplane, what are their qualifications if the main pilot falls over?
Well, the critical point, there's always a co-pilot in international flights overseas. They have three, so one can rest. But the critical point is when they're landing. If that 220-pound pilot falls forward while landing on top of the controls, the co-pilot may or may not have enough strength or enough time to pull the pilot off the controls, take command of the plane, and land it safely. That's the critical thing. And I should heads up here, everybody. My power at my other home here has flashed off and on a couple of times. So if I'm suddenly silent, we had 8 inches.
I'll take it over.
We'll take it over, Jim. We had 8 inches of snow last night. It's still coming down. Previous several winters, our total snow accumulation was less than an inch for the entire winter. We had a caller here, Jim. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I have a question for Dr. McKinney. Regarding those turbines they're putting out on off the shores of New Jersey, could you explain maybe why those whales are beaching themselves and dying up on the shore?
Well, they depend on sonar, and they're not looking for posts sticking up out of the ground, so it confuses them. They don't, so they lose their direction, and you know, so there's lots of whales. Maybe some of them go in another direction, you know, misguided until they get out of there. But they're just confused, and so they end up on shore. Once they're on shore, they need a lot of water to move in. A whale needs a lot of water underneath it to maneuver. And so once they are beached, you know, what do you do with a whale? It's an animal that's big. That's basically a big bubble. They are basically like a big bubble in the water. And so, or like a jellyfish or anything. And, you know, fish, once they're beached, they're helpless.
Right. Now those turbines... Now, I think you had mentioned before, they actually, can they drip oil down into the water and cause some issues with the ocean as far as from the mechanical part of it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what all of the comes off of those. They're housed, all of the equipment is housed. And so I wouldn't say that is a major issue. And we got to be careful to bring up only major issues that are real issues, because You know, you don't want to be diffused, because that's what people do. They go, oh, they're accusing us of all this stuff that isn't true, and make a big deal out of that. So you have to be targeted, very targeted, mm-hmm. when you're using criticisms. The end result is they simply don't produce much energy at all. Talk to the people on Block Island, where they put, I don't know, 15 of them off there, promising that their electric bills would go to zero, and their electric bills went up, and they don't have electricity to boot.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I just wanted that question for John. There's two more people, John, regarding I'm doing the my experiment. That's not an experiment, but my data on people who had gotten the vax 2 years ago. There's
right.
two more.
Right.
Now it's 20.
Two more deceased.
Yeah, and so that's 20 of 46.
Well, we're approaching a halfway point. Are people becoming aware of the extraordinary deaths or not?
It was brought up, but it's either they're choosing not to believe it, or they maybe not understand or something, but it's not clicking. Because now to the vaxxed people, because I'm trying to be kind about it too, because these people were older and they went with fear. You know, or their pastor told them to go get it. And when you're living under fear, they race down there to get that vaccine. So anyway, how I bring it now is I said, wow, isn't it what is wrong with all of these athletes dying? They're just with their hearts. And then the little children have to go in to be checked for myocarditis. I said, that's pretty alarming. There's got to be something causing that. And then I'll bring up Tucker. Well, Tucker was saying that it's related to the vaccine. I said, that's terrible. But I don't want to, with older people.
But that isn't true. That isn't true. Tucker Carl did not say that. I heard what he said. What happened is, immediately there were doctors that came out and said, oh, this was not, this guy dying on the football field was not due to the shot. And Tucker goes, hey, what are you talking about? Nobody knows anything. They haven't had time to examine this guy. He's, you know, been in, you know, and this is right immediately after they dragged him off to the hospital and put him on a respirator and life support. And all Tucker Carlson was saying was that, hey, we don't know. I heard Tucker Carlson. I know exactly what he said.
Well, okay.
He was questioning why they came out immediately and said this was not due to the shot.
To keep the narrative intact. That's why.
Right.
Well,
I
guess what I was trying to explain from my standpoint where I'm at is I don't want to. Okay, when you're dealing with somebody who's older, you know, I don't want to make them feel even more fearful. I mean, some of these people are in their 80s, 90s. And,
yeah.
Okay, so I was trying to do it in a more...
yeah, well, you know, here's my advice. Here's my advice. Just let it ride, as they say. An old 1960s expression. Just don't even bother, because if they're going to figure it out, they're going to figure it out one way or another by themselves. Being pushed in a certain direction, they're naturally going to push back. And, you know, denial, human denial is one of the biggest forces on the planet. You know,
right.
I mean, talk to astronomers that are still talking about dirty snowballs. Denial is rules, let's just put it that way. And you're not going to overcome that. And by talking, you're actually going to help and reinforce their beliefs. So... you know, it's a strange thing, but I would just say, just, you know, don't even talk about it, because I've talked to other people, you know, that are nurses that have been in healthcare, and, you know, they go to a meeting with all women or all men or something like that. And the biggest conversation is how many of them got their shot. Oh, I got my second shot today. And they're all excited about it. You're not going to come in and change those people's attitude.
Well, no. But see, what's with my situation, all these people I knew, and they were, I considered my neighbors or close friends.
Right.
And
right. That's where it's difficult. And then you try and do something, but I have two lectures in my education package. The first two lectures are how to deal with things like this. Okay. And, of course, I'm talking about science and, say, denial and topics like Planet X and things that have major disinformation programs associated with them, where the people are just completely programmed to think certain things. And yeah. You're fighting something where you have teams, you have entire organizations of professionals who put out disinformation campaigns to structure people's belief systems. And you're gonna go up against that? Good luck. You know. So anyway, I'm just saying the best thing to do is to, and then if somebody comes to you and says, hey, what do you know about this? You know, then you have an open door. You can start talking to people. But
right.
But other than that, it's like hitting your head on the brick wall. You know, you're just going to hurt your head.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's all I wanted to ask and say this morning. So, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the statistics, though, because I'm hearing that from other people, too. And when people get sick, you know, like right after getting the shot, they noticed very physical things going on. They go, oh, no, but it wasn't due to the shot. You know, so this is denial, human denial. Is one of the biggest forces on the planet, and you're not going to fight that.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Looks like we got disconnected here.
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
Jim, you there? Okay, we're fine. Looks like our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I hope you can hear me all right. Sounded
yep.
like it was breaking
fine.
Up a little
Go
bit.
Ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to add a couple of things this morning because I would have probably called in earlier, but I believe there was a problem, and so now you're live. But Tony Blair, I don't know if you know it, but he was at the World Economic Forum, and just a couple of days ago he called for digital vaccine passports all over. And what he said was kind of unusual. He said, but in case of another pandemic, but he says some of these shots will have to require more than one shot. And it sounds like they're saying that you'll have to have more than one shot at the same time is what he's saying. And he said, we have to keep the world abreast on what's going on. So, you know, this is just another step towards this global, you know, tyranny of, digital passports, and you're going to have to show your papers wherever we go, that kind of a thing, you know?
Right, right.
And, and the other thing I wanted to comment on, and I don't know whether it's appropriate here with Dr. Professor, but, you know, yesterday about the Ashkenazi not being given placebo shots, this is quite alarming in a lot of ways to me because one, it's almost like they're doing genocide over there, you know, against the population by giving them the shot. Or they're condemning the, if you look at it, if you believe in the COVID-19, which, you know, I don't. But if you do, then you have to go take the step that they're persecuting the ones, the Ashkenazi, who weren't vaccinated. And condemning them by giving them the placebo and allowing them to come down with the COVID-19. So it's a very, very strange circumstance, and, you know, that's going on there.
Well, that's one of the big questions is when they have a country like Israel, for example, was the most vaccinated country in the world immediately. Did they get a real shot? Did they get a placebo? You know, what's really going on there.
Right. John, are you still there?
We're going on break.
All right, I'll hold over, see what happens.
Yeah! Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Okay.
I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, John's back. Okay, John. Good.
All right. This has been a challenge, ladies and gentlemen, here on Wednesday, the 25th of January. Power out at my regular house, power off and on here at my other home, but we will keep moving forward. Well, Jim, you have a weekly radio talk show, and of course, the link is at my website for your website. Tell people how they listened live and to your archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, which would be Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 23rd year now, commercial free. And tomorrow night I will be talking, excuse me, oh, I'm losing my voice here. Okay, I'm back. I'll be talking about this green comet, very interesting, which grew an anti-tail, a sunward tail, and the news media is trying to cover their tracks on this, and so I'm going to go after them for putting out completely false information. Then I'll be talking about another comet called K2, and I'll be talking about the fact that they closed Machu Picchu. This is the archaeology story of the week, John. We'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, all the archives, everything are on my webpage in all the different ways to listen. So,
All right. Well, let's get back to Charlie, and then we'll get back to the archaeological matter of the week. What else you got for us, Charlie?
Well, I don't know if you heard everything I had to make the comment about the Ashkenazi, but I just wanted to follow that up a little bit because it was very disturbing to me that they're either A, that they're not being tested, they're given the placebo, right? That's what our understanding is. And that this would either, if you believe in COVID-19, then this would be genocide for the people that are the Ashkenazi. If you don't believe, because they would be susceptible to get COVID-19. Or if you're like me and you don't believe in COVID-19, this would mean that they're killing off the other people on purpose by giving them the shot, which is what I see this as.
Right, right. That's that is the that would be the two options, A or B. Take your pick. But that's what I wondered all along too. But. Speculation, I don't speculate, but it sounds like a very plausible situation. And by the way, also, I wanted to mention that, was it you or somebody else was talking about the meeting at Davos? My belief is that the real world leaders did not meet at Davos. Davos was a dog and pony show. And they've moved their location to someplace secret because... Davos is too public now.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. There's been talks about them wanting to move stuff to Laos. The only city in Laos that I know of is Vientiane, which is French. I don't know if they would, the UN or something, if they were talking about moving some headquarters there or something like that, but I don't know. It's pretty bizarre, that whole line of thought, but I have heard some of that before too, so who knows what's going on. Anyway, thank you, John. I just wanted to hear a little bit more on this, kind of drill down on that, because this is big news about what's going on over there. I know for a fact that a lot of the people weren't vaccinated. I know that because I read that in Haaretz. An insider came out and gave a report in Haaretz about a week or two ago, saying that it looked like large sections of the population were given placebos. So that, I know, is real, and I don't see any reason to doubt the report that it was the Ashkenazi. So, yeah. All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Charlie. We got a break coming up here. Do you want to get started on a more detailed update on this archaeological matter in South America?
They closed Machu Picchu indefinitely. Now, this is the Inca site. Indefinitely. They had about 500 tourists there that they had to get out of there. It took them quite a few days. I'll pick this up after the
break. Right, it's a major, major tourist area. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have a section now, a presence on Twitter since Elon Musk took over, putting out some tweets more frequently now. How about that? Right next to that, we have the excellent, excellent documentary by Stu Peters titled Died Suddenly. And, of course, if you want to educate yourself on the matter of the COVID and the COVID clot shots, more than 200 articles and videos, including the documents that a judge ordered Pfizer to release, documents showing the shots, 9 pages, single space. It's item number 7 out of the 200. It's item number 7. And, of course, the Liberator rocket heater. The power is off at my house, but I have a Liberator rocket heater going. The house is staying nice and warm and cozy despite the power outage. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, this archaeological site is a major tourist attraction with, what, 500 people a week going there or more?
Oh, it's in a day when I was there, it was, you know, there's a train that goes out there from Cusco. And I don't know how many people are on this train, but it's a significant amount of people that go out there daily. But these people were caught out there. And by the way, there are hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of Inca sites that in the countryside that they do not allow tourists to even go to. At Machu Picchu, the Inca Highway comes in. It's a foot highway that traverses the Andes Mountains. And then they have other places where you can, there's another big peak behind there. But anyway, yeah, it's crawling with people. And but anyway, it's been a major tourist attraction forever, you know. And they closed it down, and there's no information as to what's really going on. It's some kind of political unrest. And so I don't know anything about what's going on there, but they shut it down, and they said indefinitely. And there are many, many other tourist sites, of course, Inca sites, major tourist attraction, worldwide attention. But they didn't talk about closing any other ones, just Machu Picchu. So I don't know what's going on, and they said indefinitely. In other words, we're not opening this thing up again. So I don't know what happened. But they had about 500 people there that they had to get out, and it took them quite a few days. Oops, I see John's dropped again, so looks like I'll take over the show till John comes back here. Anyway, that's the archaeological update of the week. And I wanted to mention on this show also about Ukraine, that we really absolutely, the people in charge of the country, the United States, who then have proxies in Europe and NATO who march to the same tune. This whole thing in Ukraine has got to get settled. And, you know, there's two types of loss, where each side would have losses if there were an agreement that could be reached. But the alternative to have a military confrontation of the scale that's coming is absolutely insane. And, you know, with Europe sending tanks, what they're basically saying is if Russia comes in with tanks and troops, it's going to be a shooting war on the ground. So that what that escalates to is a rocket war, a war of short-range rockets, and it's probably just a matter of time until somebody sends in the first nuke, and then the gloves are off. And that's where, anyway, this thing has to be settled. The leaders of the United States and other countries are not making any move to settle this in any kind of reasonable matter. John,
okay. Go ahead.
I've been talking about Ukraine how it's got to be settled. Do you have any input on that topic?
Yes, I do. Russia has a line in the sand beyond which they will not tolerate NATO intervention. I can't tell you what that is, but I know there is one. The obvious line of the sand would be attacking the Russian landmass itself. And Russia now has a ship, I think it's in the Indian Ocean, headed towards the Pacific, that has missiles at 600-mile range that can go 7,000 miles per hour that we have no defense against. We simply don't have a defense against. It's dangerous territory. There was this clock that some scientists maintained about how dangerous, how close we are to World War III. I think they moved it up to half a minute before midnight to emphasize how dangerous the world has become. Sweden is preparing to ship weapons to Ukraine. United States is preparing to send M1 Abrams tanks. I believe Germany is ready to ship tanks also.
Yeah, they just confirmed, I saw that this morning, where Germany confirmed that they're going to send Leonard 2, I think that's what they're called, or Leopard 2, I forget.
Leopard
2.
Well, it's...
tanks. And what I was saying when you were gone there is that what happens is this means that if Russia comes in or occupies Ukraine, that this is going to be a shooting war. And Russia, I think, is realizing that this is not going to be a war that anybody's going to win easily. And so then it escalates to a rocket war. And then it's only a matter of time until somebody throws the first nuke or pretends that somebody does. like that's happened before, where one side and one side stages a nuclear incident so that they can enter the war with nuclear. So it's got to be settled. The people who are in charge of this are not moving towards a settlement. They're not even talking. They're not even approaching a table to sit down. And so the leaders that are in place right now cannot be there anymore. We cannot risk the world based on ideologies and profits of large corporations and all the other reasons they have for pushing this thing forward.
Right. Jim, we got a caller and holder at Professor JC in Nebraska. Good morning, Professor.
Yes, hi. Just a very quick question, if I could. As John just described very, very succinctly, what happens to the pilot if he keels over when they're about to land? So the quick question is, any information on to the Nepal crash, Kathmandu into, touristy airport? Okay, so I'll hang up and listen offline. Thank you.
Okay. The crash in Nepal. Well, first of all, when you're at that elevation, everything's different. Your air density is far, far less than it is in at lower elevations. And, of course, we're dealing with a third world country, which third world countries aren't known for having the best maintenance of anything, especially when it comes to high-tech equipment. And other than that, I can't really prognosticate. Jim, do you have any follow-up on the crash in Nepal?
No, I actually didn't know about it, so new news to me. I have no follow-up.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Professor. Well, aviation worldwide is at great risk. I don't know about other airlines, but the American commercial airlines mandated the pilots all get the clot shot or be fired. Of course, now they can get very lucrative jobs working for the powers that be, because they the ones that went to Davos, because they only hire pilots that have been not vaccinated. Kind of ironic, isn't it, Jim?
Wow. Yeah, that's... And that happened in the medical industry. There were hospitals hiring people who did not get the shot. There were during that whole time, and of course, you didn't hear about it. I heard about it because I know people in the medical profession.
Right.
So people were being laid off or put out to pasture because they didn't get the shot, and they turned around and got much better jobs at places who were specifically hiring people who did not have the shot.
Quick update. My power continues to flicker here for like half a second, so it could easily go out again, and I would be not surprised if it did. Okay, well, getting back to the closed tourist attraction, the Mayan attraction, why is it closed, if you know, sir?
The Incas. And, I don't know. They didn't say. I've looked around,
really?
And there's no update as to what's going on. There's some kind of an event. It's a protest. There are people there protesting. I don't know if it's indigenous. I don't know if it's I have no idea what it is, or if it's other people coming in. I don't know. They don't say at all, other than, which is very strange. They're not shutting down any other Inca sites, only Machu Picchu. So I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, maybe we'll find out soon, because the loss of revenue, let's just take a number, 500 people a day, that's probably 200 plus hotel rooms, about 600 meals a day. That's a big deal for a third world country like that, isn't it?
Well, also it sets up a red flag for people visiting any of the other sites. They're going to go, I'm going to wait until this clears out, because they don't want to go to some other site and all of a sudden show up and be stranded for 4 days out in the middle of the jungle, because a lot of these Inca sites are, you have to take some kind of transportation to get there. It's a train to get out to Machu Picchu. I've been on that. And all of the other Inca sites typically have some kind of public transportation. So if something shuts down, you don't have your car there to jump in and drive away. You're dependent on somebody else. So it would affect other tourism as well.
All right. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, things off the coast of New Jersey. These are the windmills that make electricity. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
The windmills that have electric motors to make it look like they're generating power when actually they're drawing power to make the electric motors work, to make the blades spin. Those windmills?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There, and one of the
I'd like to see Tucker Carlson talk about that.
Well, you know, people keep emailing me, how come I'm not on Tucker Carlson? You know, I'd really unload on there. I'd have in 5 minutes, I could cover a lot of territory, things that they're not covering on the Tucker Carlson show.
Well,
but anyway,
he has the second biggest audience on TV. He's going farther, to my knowledge, than anybody else on TV in terms of revealing the truth about the world we live in. Obviously, right. There's more he could say. But God bless Tucker Carlson for doing what he's doing, including exposing the reality that John Kennedy was not assassinated by a lone gunman. That's a fantasy. That's an absolute fantasy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But in any way, there's other major shows that I've not been on. It's very few of them. I'm not sure why. I can't say. But people keep emailing me, how come you're not on Tucker Carlson?
So, well, you never know. You never know.
If you got any inroads.
I was on Fox News several times in 2001, but that came to an end when I wanted to talk about the reality of the make-believe security at these airports. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, there's topics that are just, there's a list of them. There is a list of them, and you and I do talk about them.
Right. Yeah, I was on twice nationwide, Fox News, the young report, female editor, producer I was talking to. She asked me what I want to talk about the next time, and I said, well, let's talk about the feel-good make-believe security at these airports. And she says, John, I'll get back with you tomorrow. She got back with me, and she says, it's too scary. We can't talk about that. Another time with Fox, I was set to be on with one of the hosts, and Senator Wellstone's plane crashed, and I got preempted by.
You mentioned that one time.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. And the lights keep flashing.
Oh, I think, John, I think we lost you again. Anyway, I'll keep on. By the way, I've been on twice on Russian primetime TV. I was once on Japanese primetime TV, like 60 minutes. An entire hour, and I have a video, by the way, on my webpage of the full filming session of that, where this Japanese film crew flew over to where I was in the United States, and we actually filmed it in my own studio in the U.S., and the video is 3 hours long that they cut from. It was filmed in my studio. It's called What the Japanese Want to Know About Planet X. So you'll see them setting up the cameras and talking, and then the interview and me on being filmed. So it's a 3-hour video of me being filmed to be on Japanese primetime TV. And what's interesting is after that, excuse me, John's losing his electricity. I'm losing my voice. So anyway, what was interesting is after that aired on Japanese primetime TV, like I say, Sunday night, 60 minutes, I talked to the producer, who was the woman in New York that organized the whole thing, and I said, how many people watched this? And she says, oh, everybody. And I said, yeah, but, you know, what percentage of the people in Japan watched this show? And she said, everybody. And I'm familiar with 60 Minutes in the U.S. You might have football games. You've got other programming, and they might get, you know, certain 20, 30, 40%, something. A major part, but certainly not 100%. And she told me that, no, when this airs in Japan, everybody stops what they're doing and everybody watches it in Japan. So I was seen by literally everybody in Japan. And it was a discussion about the Planet X topic. And this took place back in the 2000s, early 2000s, mid-2000s. And Anyway, that was kind of interesting that literally everybody in Japan saw my take. And the other thing interesting about Japan was that they did not have any of this broadcast propaganda disinformation that we had in the United States about Planet X. So I was able to really roll out the real story about Planet X in Japan. Anyway, back, John, are you back? You're back. Okay. I was talking about being on Japanese TV. Okay, we're back. We got music.
We have our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir!
Barbara Beck, ladies and gentlemen, you have a lot of...
John, yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad there. Right. I pulled up some information on Machu Picchu. 500,000 visitors per year, 2,500 people per day visiting. Whoa. There. And they closed the Inca Trail also. It only says to protect people against protests. So whatever that means, I don't know.
Right.
But well, the day I was there, it had beautiful blue sky. The guide said he had never seen that in his whole life. It was all the way late into the afternoon, perfect blue sky. I have pictures of that. I sometimes post on my webpage. But anyway, that's the story. They shut down the train. They shut down the Inca Highway, which is the footpath, and Machu Picchu.
Well,
Right. Anyway, I wanted to mention, John, that it's my belief I'm going to start to come out and talk about CO2. I think we need to double the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, minimum. And there are points in the history of the world where there was high CO2 content, like during the time of the dinosaurs, and the world flourished because right. the plant life flourished. Anyway, that's coming, and there are other people saying similar things, but I'm going to take it to the extreme and say that we need 2 to 3 times the amount of CO2 that we currently have in the atmosphere.
Well, good for you. You have an awesome point here. We're working on that together. Absolutely.
Yeah, John, your sound is breaking up there. But anyway,
I'm doing the best I can with myself.
Yeah, that's we'll be there next week. But I want to remind people, listen to my show tomorrow night. I'm going to be talking about the Green Comet and its sunward anti-tail and the disinformation coming out from the astronomical community about that and other topics of interest. So anyway...
Okay.
Hopefully next week we'll have better sound and I won't be losing my voice. I'm losing my voice. You're losing your electricity, John. So, live radio. That's the way it is.
Well, thank you, Jim. Have a good week next week. We'll do some radio next Wednesday.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. All right. We'll have Jeff for this. I give the off is exclusive hour every week because of his knowledge is so very important regarding international economies and security. And if you have questions for Jim, 512-248-8255. So, the power is out completely at one moment. Yes, there is some just because of the complexity of our system, which involves the gen set and batteries and multiple switches that are not easy to do or quickly that they'll do. Here's our top down. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.